Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG believes in the importance of education, allowing people to gain the knowledge to feel confident in their personal decisions. This show highlights the unique financial perspectives of its many guests, including economists, attorneys, book authors, business owners, and tax professionals. It is provided for general information purposes only and does not consider your particular investment objectives or financial situation and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on information on this show, strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial advisor. The opinions expressed on Money Sense do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Money Sense is brought to you by Ellenbecker Investment Group, four-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for business ethics and integrity. Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com and listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at noon.
Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Christina Schnuckel, Wealth Advisor for Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Waukesha, just north of I-94, between Highway 164 and Highway F in Ridgeview Corporate Park, and in the village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank Building, across from Winkies. We also service clients in Bonita Springs, Florida. Visit ellenbecker.com for more details. I have two guests with me today. The first is Jenny Wagner, co-owner and elder care consultant from Vesta Senior Network. And then I also have Evan Brown, who is our internal insurance liaison here at Ellenbecker. So happy that the two of you could be with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, Christina.
We're so glad that you're here today for this important conversation about choosing long-term care, because this is a topic that touches nearly every family at some point, yet so often comes with more questions than answers. I think this statistic is something around 70% of the population will have a long-term care event sometime during their life. But within that 70%, you've got the people who spend 2 days in hospice and the people who spend 10 years in memory care. So that's a really big impact when you talk about the financial plan as well as the family plan. So it's an important topic for us to be talking about.
Yeah, well stated, Christina. I totally agree. It can be so different for different people. So having a little bit of a plan is probably a really good place to start.
Jenny, share with me a little bit about what Vesta Senior Network does and how they partner with guiding families through long-term care journeys.
Sure, thank you. So at Vesta Senior Network, the majority of what we do is help families find assisted living care. We also help families navigate through all the different aspects of long-term care. Sometimes we suddenly have an event, we're in the hospital, now we have to choose a rehab. There's not a ton of choice there, but helping families through the different steps. Maybe it's a little bit of in-home care. Maybe it's choosing a memory care. It can be a lot of different parts. And because it can be an overwhelming journey, we founded our company on a couple of very important parts of this. And the very first one and most important is education and helping people be a savvy consumer, be a less of a deer in headlights type of a scenario, and be able to look at things and make confident decisions for their loved ones. We treat families like our own. Is it good enough for my dad or good enough for Pam's mom? Those are the parents we have left. But we want it to be quality care for our clients and that they are getting the best possible care for their situation and being in a place where they feel a lot of trust and good care and good quality. And we call ourselves Vesta Senior Network because we've built a network of just that, of trusted partnerships, whether those be communities that are caring for people or senior move managers or realtors or all the different parts that can come into the downsizing in looking at senior living as an independent senior or moving to assisted living. There's a lot of different parts that can be overwhelming. Elder care, elder law attorneys, things like that that play a part. And so we want to have those trusted partnerships to be able to help families move through this journey.
Jenny, I love what you said about starting with education. That's one of our core pillars, too, that we feel is kind of at the at the base of every decision, you have to get educated. So when it comes to choosing long-term care, and you start with education, what does that look like for your clients?
Great question. Okay. So we do a lot of education in the community, like we did with you here the other night, and, you know, these types of shows, which is fantastic and exciting. But one-on-one with each of our clients, our first meeting is that just that, education. They're educating us about their unique situation. Everybody's a snowflake. I say it all the time. My business partner, Pam, gives me a hard time because she thinks it's silly. But it's a true, it's a metaphor that is so adaptable, because none of us have the same care needs now or in the future. None of us have the exact same personality, likes, dislikes. We all have different financial situations. When you look at a couple facing this journey, what if one has a stroke event and uses up a lot of money with medical bills and different types of care along the way? The other is staying well. How are we doing this in order to make sure that both have the money that they need to be able to, we always look at the money that you have as your power of choice to be able to get the best possible care. And so figuring that out for people, we certainly rely heavily on people like yourselves for that. Evan, you know, with long-term care policies, that's a feather in anybody's cap. And wealth advisors, so that people have a bit of a plan or a little bit of a nest egg. But we then are like helping them navigate, okay, if this is going to work for you based on what you want for yourself, you know, how do we best play that hand?
Jenny, in one of our previous conversations, you used a phrase and it stuck with me. And you said, it's not your grandma's nursing home. And, you know, I had heard somewhere in the back of my mind that fewer and fewer people are spending time actually in nursing homes these days, that care is happening more in assisted living, retirement communities, those types of things. But, you know, I have to admit that that's something that causes, I think, a lot of confusion for our clients in particular when trying to figure out where they want to be, because no one wants to be in a nursing home.
Correct.
But what's assisted living like today in Wisconsin? Is that where you typically see clients start?
Yes. So, well, start, we may start in a nursing home, because frequently after a hospital stay, we get that little Medicare paid benefit of some really intense paid for by your Medicare Part A therapy, where you stay in a nursing home for maybe it's 2 weeks. Sadly, it's not as long as it used to be, but, you know, maybe it's 20 days, and it's time for you to become stable on your medications and start building some strength through PT, OT, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and sometimes even a little speech therapy, to get better, get stronger. Then after that stint, then we may be moving to an assisted living type setting, if it's an event. And that can be more of like a crisis situation. If we're a little bit of planners and maybe we're in senior living, and then as we need a little more care, because we're all aging, nobody's going to stay perfect forever. So sadly, you know, we might start needing to use a walker or wear those tight TED hose compression socks for blood pressure or things. And these are things that as we age, we just kind of have to work through that. And so maybe now we've got a helper that comes and sees us in our independent living apartment for certain times of the day. And maybe it is assisted living that we're starting in. But yes, the nursing home, very few and far between that we see people actually having to live in a nursing home anymore. You would need to have true medical needs, like a tracheotomy, like a feeding tube, like IV medications, if you were really aggressive measures to fight cancer, things like that. Most people just have personal care needs. I need help buttoning buttons because I've lost dexterity in my fingers. I need help dressing, bathing, grooming, those types of things. Maybe just help standby assist for a shower, med management. Those things happen in an assisted living in Wisconsin, and we've gotten very good at it in our state. We are highly ranked in the nation for how we care for our elders. It's a home-like situation. You're in more of an apartment setting. Sometimes it's a studio setting. Sometimes it can be even one bedroom in our higher levels of care these days. It's evolving, and it's becoming more attractive for all of us, which is good. But the market is causing that to happen. We have so many elderly people and senior people that the market is responding and providing us with care in much nicer environments.
Jenny, are there different types of assisted living? I had a client ask a question about some acronyms of RCAC and CVRF, and I have to admit, I didn't know what those meant.
Okay, terrific. Well, so we have two licenses that govern assisted living in Wisconsin. Assisted living is regulated at the state level. And so when you're starting to have to look at assisted living care, you know which state you're going to be in. Likely, people are going to be where their kids are. I frequently see people coming back from Florida, coming back from Arizona, because their kids want to see them and they want to be with them and take care of them. And maybe we're moving to an assisted living that is an RCAC. That would be a residential care apartment complex. It's in general our lower level of assisted living in Wisconsin. It's scheduled care. So it can be up to 28 hours of care per week, but in general, it's lesser care. A CBRF, on the other hand, is our higher level of licensure. It stands for community-based residential facility, which doesn't tell you as much. With RCAC, residential care apartment complex, you're in an apartment, you're getting care. Makes sense. CBRF doesn't, you know, it's just another acronym. But basically, it's unlimited hours of personal care, up to 3 hours a week of nursing care. It has replaced what, back in the day, when I say that, it's not your grandma's nursing home. CBRF has replaced that for us here in Wisconsin. And it's where most people, when they really need a lot of care, would get that care.
Wonderful. Thank you for clarifying that for me, Jenny. And we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back more with choosing long-term care. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Christina Schnuckel, Wealth Advisor here at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Today, my guests are Jenny Wagner from Vesta Senior Network and Evan Brown, who's our internal insurance liaison here with Ellen Becker. And Evan, I'm going to get to you in just a little bit. We've been talking about choosing long-term care. And Jenny, with your knowledge and experience here in Wisconsin and other areas, thank you so much for sharing this time with us and talking about the retirement communities that are available and what that care looks like. One of the biggest comments I get from clients as we're going through the planning process and talking about long-term care is overwhelmingly, I want to stay in my home.
Yep, I hear that one quite a bit too. And I don't blame anybody. It's wonderful being at home and it feels safe and it's what we're used to and it's where we've raised our kids and now we've been there 30, 40, 50 years. And when it's possible, I don't blame you if you want to stay home, but it requires a really solid plan. And when I say that, I mean money. It's expensive to have a one-on-one caregiver, either living with you or a lot of times when we do need care, when we need a good amount of care, that's somebody who's going to need to be there in the evenings or even shifted awake caregivers at times. We run into that. And that can be $15,000, $20,000 a month. That's not little money. And so having a plan that supports that, hooray. And then having an accessible home, there's quite a bit here that would need to be part of the plan, but it is possible. It's just, you're really going to need a Christina Schnuckel on your side and possibly an Evan as well, you know, meaning long-term care policy, a good way to be able to afford that. Mm-hmm. The other piece of it is just having reliable caregivers. At Vesta, we do help families connect with agencies or live-in caregivers through agencies who provide them. We don't do that ourselves, to be clear. But we can help connect people with the right people to make that happen if that is your wish. It's just you kind of have to have your ducks in a row. Many people think that somehow there's a way that they can get help in their home and that Medicare will pay for it. There is, but it's temporary. It's via doctor orders. It's when you've had a hospital stay or maybe you've had a knee or a shoulder surgery. They may send you home with it's called in-home health, and it's paid for by Medicare, and you have maybe a nurse or a caregiver or a therapist who comes and does therapy with you, but it's for maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and it just helps you recover. It is not something that's going to be long-lasting, so we really certainly have to have a very good financial plan in order to stay home. For most of us, it's not completely affordable because we don't know how many years. I mean, if you can afford, you know, that kind of money, but for how long? Nobody has a crystal ball, and we don't know how much care we're going to need for how long. So it's a far more sustainable plan to be in some sort of a community. And the other Benny to being in a community is socialization. Mm-hmm. People love people, and, you know, we may say, I'm fine, I'm a loner, I want to be by myself in my home. It's really not healthy for our brains or for our psyche. Mm-hmm. Being with people is 100% better. And I can easily say that because I'm a people person. But I visit clients all the time after we've helped them find a new home. And they frequently say to me, whether it be assisted living or independent living, they frequently say to me, I wish I would have done this like a year ago or even longer.
We hear that too. You know, in fact, we're big obviously, we're planners. You know, that's what we do.
Of course.
But we're big fans of our clients having what we call an exit strategy. And it really is an exit strategy from their home. Because every client that wants to stay in their home, that's great, but that might not be in the cards for you, either financially or medically, you know, depending on what you need. So we find that clients who do that planning mm-hmm. and figure out what their exit strategy is, mm-hmm. where they'd want to go, you know, their first, second choice, doing that versus having them their kids do that for them when they're all of a sudden in crisis. When they make that decision on their own, they find that place. We often find that when they're just looking, they find that place and say, yeah, now I'm ready to sell my house because I want to go here. But they're able to transition into those retirement communities and make relationships, and they stay healthier longer.
It's incredible the options that are out there and do exist. And so until people really take a look at that, it's easy to think, and that's why I use that, it's not your grandma's nursing home. It's easy to think, ooh, this is like thinking about the end. I don't want to do this. It's scary. It's, you know, if you have these thoughts in your head. But if you boldly face it, go out there and check it out, there are some lovely, beautiful, I might even say swanky places that you can transition to and not only enjoy life, but maybe even increase the quality of your life as it was, because now you have so much access to fun things to do, fun people to do them with. You know, we all have always enjoyed over the years the Packer parties, the coffee clutches, the different things in our lives. It keeps that momentum rolling so it doesn't have to completely slow down to a halt as we age.
For Jenny, how about the misconception that home care is actually a little bit more affordable because you can stay at home? I think you touched on that the last seminar that we did.
Yes. So people do think that staying at home is going to be the cheaper way to do it. And I think the way you're thinking about this maybe is like, well, now I'm not paying, you know, the high rent, that sort of thing, if moving
exactly.
into a community. But the upkeep of your home, you still have your property taxes, you all have all those things, and then on top of it, the caregiver costs to have somebody caring for you. Also, as Christina kind of hinted at too, I stated accessibility in your home, but if you require, a wheelchair, walkers are fairly easy, but wheelchairs, if you need a mechanical lift to transfer, there are things that we're all living so much longer now that not all of us think about the entire what this is going to look like until it's kind of happening.
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? Is no one wants to have these conversations. They're not fun conversations. It's kind of like estate planning that we say that no one loves having estate planning conversations except estate planning attorneys. But it's inevitable for all of us, and mm-hmm. taking control of that conversation and planning for it is really the only way to be successful at it.
100%. Okay. Yep. Having a plan is the way to go, and mm-hmm. you're going to be happier for it.
Good. But we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back more with Jenny Wagner and Evan Brown. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Christina Schnuckel, wealth advisor here at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Today, our guests are Jenny Wagner from Vesta Senior Network and Evan Brown, our insurance liaison here at Ellen Becker Investment Group. We've been talking about choosing long-term care and really understanding the ins and outs and all the options that are in there. And Jenny, with your company, Vesta Senior Network, this is what you do, these conversations day in and day out of helping families. Can you just share real quickly with us how you do work with families and those services that are available?
Sure. So when families are putting together a plan, especially with wonderful people like yourselves, say they've purchased a long-term care policy, worked with Evan, or you know, done the saving the nest so that just, you know, that nest egg so that we have the money to spend. When we're doing that kind of planning, we have a Vesta private client services plan where we sit down with people, and it always begins with education. Like I said, I need to learn about that person's unique situation, but I want to teach about what long-term care looks like today and what things might work based on what you're seeking or what you would like to have happen, and couple that, okay, these are my desires with this is my healthcare background, this is what might be in my future. Sometimes we have an inkling if we have dementia in the family, or if we have had a lot of heart condition, or maybe we're a cancer survivor. You never know, you know. So it's thinking through all those things. We help families put together a bit of a plan. We assemble all the paperwork in one place, which some of that is fairly simple to do, but it helps you do it. We tour communities based on what's going to be a great fit for what we've talked about through our process together. And during those tours, we help with asking the questions. The most important part of that, we always, of course, want amenities and what's going to be lovely, but we also want to know that if and when I need care, what that looks like, and that are they going to do a good job? Am I going to be happy here? And so that kind of a planning process we can help families with. Our other piece of the work that we do is more of crisis work. And sadly, not everybody puts together a plan. So if you're out there listening, think about planning. I would say 85-90% of my clients come to me in some sort of a crisis. They're already in rehab from a hospital stay, and they're being told that they cannot stay home. They're going to need a good amount of care. And so that's when we are getting together with the family, doing the educational process in a shorter time period, touring three or four assisted living communities or memory care communities, whatever fits the care, the finances, the geography, where the kids that are the doers in the family are located, that they can be there to help, and making that happen in a very short time frame. We help the family through the tours and the homework of understanding what we're looking at, and then it's certainly their choice, and we help with the assessment and the care plan and the admission process. It's on my end more just helping families understand what's happening and why things are being done. The admission process is certainly in the hands of the community, but I'm guiding along the way. I'm kind of like the armchair quarterback.
It's so important to have those resources available and for families to have someone like Vesta Senior Network that they can turn to and partner in that. You know, when we're establishing and working towards the financial plans with our clients, you know, we often talk about the things we can do proactively and plan for the future. Obviously, always easier than in that crisis mode. But we've got tools to help on both sides of that financial equation. You know, when we talk about planning for the future, we often encourage clients to think about their home. You know, we do meet with a good amount of clients who they want to stay in their homes for now, but they fully intend at some point that they want to move into more of a retirement community when they're ready for that. And in that case, you know, when they say, well, we don't have long-term care insurance, it's like, well, you kind of do. You have all this equity in your home, and that's earmarked for long-term care. So that's a tool we can use. But then we also talk about what their life insurance can be used for. Many clients still have life insurance, and we look at it as a tool that it's not going to help offset the costs of long-term care, but it fills that bucket back up for the surviving spouse if one of them does have some care. But then obviously long-term care insurance can be one of the best tools available when you have the time to plan ahead. Evan, your role here at Ellen Becker Investment Group is such an important one, and it's really based on education. You're an insurance liaison. You don't sell insurance, but you come alongside our clients. You help them find the right insurance solutions to meet their plans, as well as educate them on they have.
Right.
Yeah. Can you share a little bit about what are the main types of long-term care insurance that you're seeing right now? Because many of our clients own it, but after you buy it, you don't necessarily remember what it does. But also just for people who are thinking about it and listening today and doing what Jenny encouraged of starting to plan early. So share with us a little bit on long-term care insurance.
Sure. Well, thank you, Christina. I think before I jump into the main types of long-term care insurance, I think it's important to talk about the strategy or mindset that we have with our clients, or maybe everybody should have when thinking about long-term care insurance. I think it should be, do you want to control the spend down of your portfolio or the all this money that you've been trying to save your whole career for retirement? Or do you want insurance that will cover all of the long-term care costs? Because of course you can self-insure or whatever it might be. But the main types of long-term care insurance would be traditional long-term care insurance, what we've all known since the 80s has been around. There's hybrid life insurance that's more asset-based, linked coverage with LTC. And then there's life insurance with a long-term care rider that has a link, not a linked benefit, but more of a ability to access the death benefit early if you need it for long-term care. I think it's important to also talk about how these policies are structured. Every policy is going to have a policy limit associated with it. So you're not going to be able to just access the whole $200,000, for example, at once. You'll be able to access that in monthly payments in form of a maximum monthly benefit. And if any of these policies have a life insurance component with it, I think it's a misconception that if you have a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider, that you get the death benefit and the long-term care coverage. These insurance companies are smart, so they know that if you're using this long-term care coverage, that is going to reduce the death benefit along with it. So I wanted to point that out as well.
Evan, with those types of different insurance, can you give us just a really high-level overview of how those policies work?
Yeah, so the traditional long-term care insurance that was introduced in the 80s, we like to call that the use it or lose it type of insurance. There's no death benefit associated with this type of policy. So if you're paying premiums year after year and you pass away without needing the long-term care coverage, you're not going to get any type of benefit from that type of policy. That's why when in the early 2000s, 2010s, the life insurance industry saw a hole in the market for these use it or lose it type policies and introduced life insurance that has a little bit of a long-term care component. So hybrid life insurance with long-term care, that's also called asset-based LTC, gives you a smaller death benefit, say for example, $80,000, maybe $120,000, but it's going to have a much larger benefit pool for long-term care. So maybe that benefit pool is $200,000, $300,000. And if you pass away without needing the long-term care, then your beneficiaries are going to get some type of benefit from it. And this type of policy also, if you're, for example, put in $50,000 in premiums, you're at least going to get your money back that you paid in with those premiums in that form of a death benefit that will be tax-free because it is life insurance. And then that last policy is that life insurance with long-term care rider. So let's say you have a life insurance policy that has a $250,000 death benefit. that's exactly how much long-term care coverage you have. So you get to access that benefit pool earlier, that death benefit early for long-term care, and then you get that long-term care coverage in the form of a monthly benefit every single month that's tax-free.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back more with choosing long-term care in just a moment. Welcome back to Money Sense. I'm Christina Schnuckel, wealth advisor here at Ellen Becker Investment Group. My guests today have been Jenny Wagner from Vesta Senior Network and Evan Brown from Ellen Becker Investment Group, our own insurance liaison here in the office. Before the break, we were talking with Evan about the different types of long-term care insurance and how that insurance can be part of the financial plan, really in proactively planning for your own long-term care needs. Evan, it was really helpful to hear that overview of the different types of insurance plans are out there. One of the big questions that I get that I think there's misconceptions about or clients don't always understand is how do they actually qualify to start receiving a benefit under the long-term care plan?
Yeah, great question. So let's say you have one of these policies that we just talked about, and now you're ready to access that policy for the long-term care benefits. First, I'd like to point out that all these policies will have some type of elimination or what's called a waiting period. This is insurance fancy talk for you have to be on claim trying to receive benefits or you're receiving care, and you have to wait typically 90 days is what elimination period is, and you have to service that amount of time before you can actually start receiving these benefits in the form of that monthly benefit I was talking about earlier. And then also all these policies will have language inside of them called ADLs, their activities of daily living. So you have to not be able to perform two of these six activities of daily living to be able to receive these benefits. And usually they have to be approved by a doctor. So these ADLs are things like bathing, dressing, eating, toileting. Do you need help transferring out of bed or maybe getting up and down from the toilet? Anything like that. Or maybe something like cognitive impairments. So something like Alzheimer's or dementia will automatically qualify you for to be able to receive these benefits in your policy language of the policy.
Okay. Thanks, Evan. You know, that long-term care insurance obviously is key for planning ahead. And working with a financial advisor like ourselves can help clients understand what their options are and plan for that early on. But, you know, one of the things that I also wanted to touch on today is, you know, Jenny said that there's the planning side and the crisis side. And the crisis side is, you know, more of those immediate needs of maybe a client's coming to us and they hadn't planned on long-term care. And then all of a sudden they're in that situation of where do clients go? Where do they start? And I often say with anything financial, but especially with long-term care, seeking a trusted financial partner to guide the conversations is key. Financial education and advocacy can make a huge difference, especially when it comes down to spending assets down for long-term care. What that financial professional can really do is help you consider all assets that are at your disposal and how and when those assets should be spent. Oftentimes when we're meeting with clients, it's their parents that they're bringing in that are having these challenges now. And where they've been spending assets is not the right spot of where they should be spending assets given their situation. And that really just means coming down to tax situations, but also considering what are spousal assets. If you're a married couple in Wisconsin, the government will not force you to spend down all assets and leave the surviving spouse essentially destitute, you know, to qualify for Medicaid. And it really comes down to retirement accounts. Retirement accounts are individually owned. So oftentimes I hear clients say, oh, well, we're going to spend from my wife's IRA because she's just got a small one. No, don't spend from that small IRA. That's a protected asset for her. So working with someone who can look at the financial plan, look at the spending plan, and help you consider all of those assets when it comes to, yes, the spouses, but what about the home? What about the tax consequences? You know, one of the reasons we have CPAs on staff is because if you don't take tax considerations into consideration, whether for your own retirement planning or long-term care, your money gets spent down much faster because of the taxes. So that's a really big thing to plan for. You know, one of the other things that we talk about when there is an immediate need really applies to all clients that are in that spending phase, but having a spending philosophy on the portfolio or understanding what those income needs are. You know, here at Allen Becker, we talk about our five investment pillars that every single client we work with has, and it applies to our people who are accumulating, it applies to our retirees who are spending fun money and traveling, it applies to our those clients later in retirement that are seeing some long-term care events. But it's focusing on things like high-quality investments so that we have more predictability in the market. We know that those companies are going to stay sound even when we do go through a market downturn. Diversification becomes key. But transparent and efficient fees is another one, because as you're spending down money for care, you need to make sure that you're not spending money where you don't need to be spending money. And that's being really efficient. And then the tax planning is key. But the very last one we call income protection. And that is, you know, if clients take nothing else away from what I'm saying right now, that's key when you're in an immediate need, as well as planning ahead. Because the goal would be to have 5 to 7 years worth of what you need to spend, your anticipated expenses, set aside in high quality fixed income so that you're not subject to market volatility in the short term that's going to negatively impact your ability to draw out of the portfolio. So we tell clients all the time when they work with us that we need you to actually meet with us a minimally of once a year so that we know what's going on in your life. Because if you're working with us, you know, more often than not, the long-term care events aren't overnight. It's a progression, and you start to see it. And those are all things that we can help clients plan for, even if long-term care insurance wasn't an option for them, either due to cost or health or time. So, you know, circling back to something I mentioned earlier, based on everything the two of you shared today, Jenny with the services at Vesta and Evan with the life insurance, you know, I hope our listeners today leave the program feeling like they're going to tackle their exit strategy and really put a plan in place, talking to their spouses, their children, their loved ones, their friends, and really taking control over their own long-term care plan.
Well said. Yeah.
Yes.
If people can take the time to do it, it's the best thing you can do.
Right. It really is. God. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jenny, Evan. I really appreciated the conversation that we were able to have around this important topic. Money Sense airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Sundays from 12 to 1 p.m. If you enjoy today's show and you want to learn more about Allen Becker Investment Group or our partners on the show today or upcoming events, please visit ellenbecker.com or call us at 262-691-3200. As always, I hope I've made a difference in your personal and financial well-being. Remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen.
Hi, I'm Kara Olson, Chief People Officer at Allen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we prioritize long-term relationships and foster a culture rooted in trust, collaboration, and shared values. If you're looking for a new opportunity to join a company who is committed to service, excellence, and professional and personal development, we'd love to connect with you. With our continued growth, we are seeking both experienced and early career wealth advisors, wealth advisor associates, as well as tax planning advisors. EIG offers a unique work environment focused on your health and well-being, including access to an integrative health consultant, on-site workouts, dream work scheduling, financial planning services, 401k match and profit sharing, and much, much more. We're located on 42 acres of nature with walking paths and wildlife. In addition, EIG was named a winner in the Milwaukee Business Journal's 2025 Best Places to Work. Exciting things are happening at EIG. Learn more at ellenbecker.com.
I'm Marina Zilkowski, Special Events Planner at Allen Becker Investment Group. Did you know EIG offers educational seminars and webinars? These informational sessions are free and open to the public because we believe quality financial education should be accessible for everyone. Upcoming sessions include Investing 101 and Charitable Giving. Visit ellenbecker.com to see all upcoming educational offerings and to register. EIG also offers events centered around community and connection. Join us for the EIG Car Show on Thursday, July 17th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. You'll enjoy live music while exploring over 50 unique vehicles in our office parking lot. This event is open to the public, so bring your family and neighbors for some outdoor summertime fun. Advanced vehicle registration is required and space is limited. Visit ellenbecker.com for details.